seventh Imam, Imam Musa al-Kazim alayhi salatu wasalam, is actually known as Bab al-Hawaij.
قال الإمام الكاظم عليه السلام خير الأمور أوسطها.
زيارة of Imam Musa ibn Ja'far al-Kazim عليه السلام.
السلام عليك يا مولاي موسى بن جعفر ورحمة الله.
This is Dialogue, a program on the famous conversations of Imam Musa al-Kazim alayhi salam. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Welcome, dear listeners. I'm your host, Mahdi, and we're talking about the dialogues of Imam al-Kazim alayhi salam. Imam Musa ibn Ja'far al-Kazim alayhi salam was the direct descendant of the Holy Prophet Muhammad, peace and blessings upon him and his holy household. And Imam al-Kazim alayhi salam was also the seventh divinely appointed Imam from among the household of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Now, it is interesting to know that Imam Musa al-Kazim alayhi salam was the testamentary trustee and he was the seventh divinely appointed successor, vice-regent, Imam of the Holy Prophet Muhammad. Imam Musa ibn Ja'far al-Kazim alayhi salam was also the testamentary trustee and the only successor of the sixth divinely appointed Imam, Imam Ja'far ibn Muhammad as-Sadiq alayhi salam. It is interesting, but we find in the life of Imam al-Kazim alayhi salam that he went through great ordeals, difficulties, trials, tribulations, troublesome afflictions, and it was not limited to these. Matter of fact, Imam al-Kazim was held hostage in prisons. He was put through pain and torture, and it can be said that he was very much like the Messiah, Isa ibn Maryam, in his devotions, his piety, and his asceticism. These are his dialogues.
قال الإمام الكاظم عليه السلام إن الله عز وجل لم يحرم الخمر لاسمها ولكنه حرمها لعاقبتها فما كان عاقبته عاقبة الخمر فهو خمر.
Imam al-Kazim عليه السلام stated, Allah did not prohibit alcohol because of its name. Rather, He prohibited it due to its effects. So whatever produces the same effects as alcohol is treated as alcohol.
Welcome back, dear listeners. It's great to have you with us. You're listening to Dialogue on IRIB English Radio. Dear friends, when we're talking about the beautiful dialogues of Imam al-Kazim alayhi salam, the seventh divinely appointed Imam, we find that Imam al-Kazim alayhi salam discussed the righteousness of a supreme ruler or the righteousness of a sultan, a king, the one in authority. Now, when he was talking with his companions, of course, because during the time of Imam al-Kadhim alayhi salam, we find that the Abbasid caliphs were at the helm of the authority of the Muslims. And so it is interesting, of course, because among the Muslims, this discussion about what kind of sultan or what kind of authority is the best kind of authority was something that was discussed amongst the Muslims at that time. The Umayyads had been dethroned and the Abbasid caliphs had come in. And so there was this question among the people on what kind of ruler is the best kind of ruler. And so Imam al-Kadhim alayhi salam in this conversation says that, "Surely your righteousness," that means the righteousness of the people, "results from the righteousness of the supreme ruler, the sultan, the one in authority." And the supreme ruler, this sultan, and this authority is just like a merciful father. Now, before we continue with the rest of this conversation, just at this point, we realize so many beautiful and subtle points. One, that the righteousness of the people depends upon the righteousness of the ruler. And this is what we see all across the world. That when a ruler or a person in authority, such as a president or a king or a queen or a prime minister or a governor or a mayor, when these individuals who are in authority are not righteous, rather they are corrupt morally and ethically, and we find that the people will also start to become morally and ethically corrupt. And likewise, when the leaders are righteous, then the people also become righteous, slowly but surely. And then Imam al-Kadhim says that this ruler, this authority should be and is like a merciful father. Is this what we see across the world? Are the authorities and the powers that are in control, are they like merciful fathers? Or are they more like tyrannical governments who are oppressing and tyrannizing the people that are under them? And then if a ruler is righteous and the ruler acts like a merciful father, then Imam al-Kadhim alayhi salam says, love for that ruler and authority what you love for yourselves, and hate for that authority that which you would hate for yourselves. A righteous ruler is truly something that is needed in every single corner of this planet in the present day. This is Dialogue, Imam al-Kadhim alayhi salam.
IRIB English Radio. You can email us at englishradio@irib.ir.
And now we invite you to listen to Sheikh Hamza Sodagar.
The aspect of, or I should say, one of the aspects that made the imama of Imam al-Kadhim salamullah alayhi very critical is the conditions that ended up being the conditions of the ummah and the conditions of the movement of the Ahlul Bayt during that period. One of the things we see, just to give us an example so we can understand a little better perhaps, because the conditions of the time of Imam al-Kadhim are so far away and we haven't experienced, and there's not much that we can get our hands on. If you look at a contemporary example of a movement that was similar in many ways, in fact it was the continuation of the movement of the Ahlul Bayt, using the methods and the tactics of the Ahlul Bayt, was the movement of Imam Khomeini. Imam Khomeini spoke against the regime with provocative language and took stances against the regime. Others would decide that it's better if we speak in a softer tone. Imam Khomeini deliberately. That tone of Imam Khomeini rallied up and gave courage to a good number of people, gave them the energy They had the ideological foundations. They knew what was happening was wrong, but they didn't have the motivation to come forward. When they see that leader speaking in that way, they came forward. With that, Imam Khomeini was imprisoned, the initial stages of it. Imprisonment, if he would stand strong in prison, which he did, and getting that data out, that will encourage more people to come forward, which it did. And it forced the government to have to release him. After they released him, Imam Khomeini continued and took more firm stances against the regime. They sent him to exile. In exile, he continued those strong stances. And this led to more and more people.
Thank you very much, dear listeners, for listening to this episode of Dialogue. Don't forget to visit our website at farstoday.com/en, Call of Islam page, where you can find all of our previous programs and many others as well. Until another episode, fi amanillah, and God bless you all.